Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show returns December 10th through 12th at River Spirit Expo. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with cattle equipment demos and horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away daily at 1 o'clock, and be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, cash cattle sales continue to trickle in here through the week with some light trade yesterday. Mostly steady with earlier in the week, and that would remain steady with the week's average. Again, we saw trade in our part of the country at about $110. Now, packers are expected to need to gain access to additional cattle before the end of the week, as next week's cash market activity may remain sluggish due to the Thanksgiving holiday. The weakness in futures prices, partially offset by continued momentum in boxed beef values, which continues to create underlying fundamental support in the entire market. Any sense of underlying market support in the hog futures seen earlier in the week was quickly dispelled with aggressive losses across all nearby and most deferred contracts. December through August futures all closed with losses of $2 or greater, although no contracts closed limit lower, leaving current limits in place today. Even though pork cutout values bounced higher, the lack of pork export sales to China last week and reported in Thursday's report was viewed as extremely disappointing and created concerns that recently aggressive buying from China may be a thing of the past. Well, wheat markets mostly higher from the overnight, tacking on small gains as contracts benefit from spillover support in row crops. Wheat contracts continue to trade in erratic fashion, with a day of gains followed by a solid reversal lower, keeping patterns in consolidative in nature and overall trends mostly down. Wheat simply doesn't have the balance sheet firepower that corn and soybeans do, and supply inputs will not change meaningfully before Northern Hemisphere producers emerge from dormancy next spring. Higher corn prices overnight, clawing back yesterday's losses and attempting to close higher for the fifth session out of the last six. The consolidative nature of price action just below the highs from Wednesday has the feeling that it's just a matter of time before bulls press trade higher. Firm trade across the soy complex overnight with gains led by soybeans and soybean meal. January soybeans have made a new contract high overnight and are attempting to close higher for the sixth session in a row. We're going to check the futures when we come back after this.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
On the livestock futures, December live cattle down 240, 108.25, February down 262 at 110.52, January feeder cattle down 175, 135.55, March down 195, 134.95, December hogs down 210, 63.10. December Kansas City wheat down a quarter penny, that's for December, 548.5, March down 3/4 at 556.25, Chicago wheat December up 1 3/4, 593.5, March up penny and a quarter at $6. December corn up 4.5, 427. March up 5 cents, 432.25. January soybeans up 13 cents, 1190.5 penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.